What it is, what it was, it's your boy Herb Burrito, and it is 1:43 in the morning. Early. Tucking Tuesday. Coming in from a Manic Mondabs. And I was just about to say something, but I forgot because Monster just scared me, jumped off the fucking couch so fast. Look at how he was gonna attack me. I'm kidding, he wouldn't attack me. He's a good boy. Good boy like that. Oh, yeah. It's your boy, Young Dog Whisperer. I need the help of Caesar Milan Stat. I got these dogs. I would love for them to be together and hang out. But Big Dog will eat little dog if they're in the same room. And he's licking his chops right now as I say this. Daggone you, monster. Why do you have to do that? They have a history. He almost killed the little guy. He almost took the little guy out. And, that was fucked up. So since then, little guy. See, he wants to come and hang out with us. And I gotta go tame him real quick. So we're gonna be right back after these damn seconds. I'll be right back. Okay, after that brief interruption, we're back. You caught your boy at the munchie section of the sesh. But these bean cheese burritos are the bee's knees. Yeah, like I was saying earlier, I need Caesar Milan, and I think I could be the alpha dog, and maybe get them together. I think I just need the proper instruction from like a professional, like Caesar Milan. As you know, right now I'm not very low. And I'm just gonna shooting off the hip, thinking out loud. And I'm thinking, if I were to reintroduce these guys, have them split, kind of split up, have them reintroduce, walk them up to each other. Let them smell each other, reintroduce themselves. Maybe, just maybe, Monster won't eat. He won't eat Ray Dog. Or how about this? What if we put a muzzle? Would that be inhumane if I were to try to reintroduce these dogs to each other, but I put a muzzle just to make sure he doesn't eat Ray Dog? Because at the end of the day, Monster will eat Ray Dog. He gotta check her pass like that. He's that dog like on Sandlot. You fucking throw your ball over the fence, it's his. You just lost your ball. He's one of those dogs. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, could I ever just introduce them without Monster killing Ray Dog? We like Ray Dog. We want to see Ray Dog around. We can't have Monster kill Ray Dog. That'd be just like a bad ending to a movie. Or the other way around, you know what I mean? A good movie have a bad ending. Some shit like that. That's what I'm trying to say. Anywho, It's cherry Pepsi. Something else right now. Earlier I was saying, if I could do that intermittent fasting, this guy, if I could do the intermittent fasting, I'd be able to lose some weight. But I lose every time, every night. Okay, little Ray Dog's getting a little active again. I'm gonna have to fix this situation, take a bite of this burrito real quick, and discipline this little boy. I'll be right back after these 5 seconds and smoke some with y'all. Appreciate your patience. I'm covered back again. But we got a new dilemma. Monster won't stop licking his tail. Man, try to stomp him. But it looks like his tail got a couple cuts. It looks like I can only assume that my dog got in a fight with the pigeons again. They're trying to gang up on him, like trying to jump him. My dad got a bunch of pigeons out here, like a motherfucking gang. I'm like, fuck these pigeons in their fucking willy woo language. Woo 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 woo. These motherfuckers. I'm getting a BB gun just to shoot them down tomorrow. I'm joking. Kidding, guys. Kidding. My dad loves his pigeons. He's like Mike Tyson. Old school dudes with pigeon coops and shit. Like, what the fuck kind of crazy hobby is this, old man? That's that old man hobby and shit. Talking of birds. Tripping. Yo, monster. You're making me uncomfortable now. Sounds like you're eating your butt. One more interruption. Be right back after these. God, jeez, dogs. Well, all interruptions aside, I need Cesar Millan in my life. Does that guy still do his thing? Y'all know? Cesar Millan. If you do know, send him my line. Tell him, like, yo, man, your boy Herb needs help. These dogs love him too much. As do I. Can't take it, like, you know. I guess I'm proving myself, I wouldn't be a good parent. I just can't let the baby cry. You know what I mean? I'm not one to let the baby cry, but I'll work on that. Man, I ate those burritos stupid fast. They were delicious. Bean and cheese burritos. I think I'm going to try to make that one of my late night snacks. What would be perfect with that was some nice fresh salsa. But didn't have any, so I used some Taco Bell hot sauce. It worked magic. Reminded me of, like, in my youth. Like, I was back in my freshman year getting dollar burritos, dollar green burritos, and hot sauce. But that's a whole different story. That's a throwback Thursday story. You were in the late night with your boy, Her Burrito. You are at the parlor with Potter. Time right now is 2:02 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we are coming from the West Coast. You already know that right now it is Token Tuesday. coming out of a Manic Mondabs, we're right back into Token Tuesday. Welcome, everyone. If you're going to bed, sleep tight. If you're just getting up, chirp of the morning to you. Early bird gets the worm, and damn, you're up early. But I know some of my buddies do get up this early, and I salute you. Get out there and get that. Me, on the other hand, I got a regular job, so I feel like I retired. Weekends off, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. I feel like I retired. Just work hard, and things will fall into play, everyone. The power of never giving up is true. I was on the despair and almost just on the brink of just giving up, but didn't. And a good friend of mine came through in the clutch. And it was just kind of like how it all works out in the end type of talk. And for the most part, it has. Thank God and thank for my peoples. Word them up. Appreciate y'all. Anywho, I'm going to fucking finish this ramen real quick. Like, let me get a couple more fucking mow downs of this. So don't mind me. Enjoy some of this Daft Punk in the background. Hopefully you can still hear it. Almost done. You know when you got like a ramen, a top ramen, a cup of noodle, and you got all the noodles all cluttered up in one, and you just kind of want to be savory, so you kind of bite into it and cut it in half. I just swallowed the whole fucking thing. Two gulps. I got majority of it. All this stuff is just pieces of corn and peas floating on the top. The aftermath of the ramen destruction. I love those, man. Anywho. Take a bong check with y'all. And take a tug of this black buckeye. This bud is so purple. Reminiscent of an old granddaddy purple, super grape ape, whatever those old purples I used to love smoking back in the day. Old Prop 215 days, early 2000s. Early, late 2000s. Purple. I don't know. Lately, I've been on my purple kit. Purple shatter. Purple buds. Purple cup. Grape Street, cuh. This shit is so pillowy. Also, I have one of these Boveda humidifier strip things in my jar. And it just kind of keeps your nugs fresh. Really cool fucking nifty invention. Very nifty. Is that the word I'm thinking of? Anywho, got my lighter out. Got my bong out. Come on, weed, man. Smoke some weed with me, man. If you're smoking out there, cheers to you. If you made it this far, cheers to you. I apologize for the interruptions earlier. You are at the parlor with Potter and friends, and this bong talks for you. Let's go. Done yet. I'm going back in. Now we're done. Damn, that was nice. I'm gonna take another one. Shit, daggone it. Daggone it, those bongs. Tastes so good. Just want to take another one right after. What's wrong with you? But we're going to practice willpower right now. We'll wait a minute, and then we'll take another one. And this time, it'll be liberable puns. Bong talks are just a great way of tasting your nugs. I like to roll my dank, But when it comes to tasting nugs, knowing what that taste is, knowing what the flavor, strain, fucking fucks with some, fucks with a thing, you know what I mean? Fuck with a bong. Nice regular fucking, I got a little inline perk, that's it, basic inline perk, straight tube. It's an 18 millimeter bowl, but I put a conversion to 14 and got a nice little slamper bowl on it. So you can always just pack snappers, rip it, and that's that. And that'll be what it be. But yeah. Once again, like I said, if you've made it this far, don't forget to share, like, subscribe. All the fun things and cool things that makes people like myself doing this appreciate that y'all are there supporting your boy. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. Something of that sort. Yeah. I do the same for you if you need it. Holla at your boy. Yeet. We're going to take a quick dab break. Get set up for a dab. Or maybe a blunt. I don't know. We're going to decide when we come back. But you are at the Parlor with Potter and Friends. Thank you for joining, and we'll be right back. All right, y'all, we're back. This is the morning after. Looks like I crashed out on my motherfucking captain's chair, so I apologize that I didn't get back to you after that dab break earlier. I was just too dang high. But it is still Token Tuesday. We're on the way to the motherfucking Trabajo. We're going to knock that out, get that out of the way, and we're going to be right back to the smoke. You are at the Parlor with Potter. I appreciate y'all coming through. Thank you for joining. And you know the deal. Like, subscribe, share, review, rate, all that good stuff. Much love, and we'll catch y'all next time at the Parlor with Potter. Yeah, let's go.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.